Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Are you going to change any of the practices that your national security officials used after a reporter was inadvertently added to a group chat about attacks on Yemen?
There was no classified information, as I understand it. They used an app, if you want to call it an app, that a lot of people use, a lot of people in government use, a lot of people in the media use. And I think I'll ask Mike. Mike is here. Do you want to respond to that, please?
Mike, do you want to call it an app? Yeah, I think we're all calling it an app, Mr. President. Michael Waltz.
Yes, Mr. President. You asked about lessons. I think there's a lot of the lessons. There's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves, making up lies about this president, whether it's the Russia hoax or making up lies about Gold Star families. And this one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with, and we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room.
I mean, I don't know him. I never, you know, met him. I don't have his number. I mean, I know he's a total scumbag. I know that. Sleazebag. He's a liar. But I don't really know him and, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, listen, Mike Waltz, I know Mike. He's a good guy. He's a former, he's a congressman, former congressman from Florida. We've had him on the show a couple of times, a former Green Beret. But this is not an acceptable way to answer this problem. Attacking Jeff Goldberg? Come on now.
That's an app that a lot of people use, and somebody got on. I mean, happened to know the guy's a total sleazebag. The Atlantic is a failed magazine. Does very, very poorly. Nobody gives a damn about it. This gives it a little bit of a shot. And I will tell you this, that they've made up more stories. And they're just a failing magazine. The public understands that. He's a very good man. That man is a very good man right there that you criticize so strongly.
Sure,
he's a very good man, and he will continue to do a good job.
You could literally give a classroom lecture on how this is terrible reasoning. How do I know? Because I used to give classroom lectures on what's terrible reasoning. Like, if you're new to the show or you don't know, or you know, maybe I've said it so many times you hate hearing it, I'm sorry, I don't know, everybody's in different places. I used to teach logic, critical thinking, creative thinking, and ethics in college. I was an adjunct professor of philosophy for about 10 years, taught at schools all over Illinois and Missouri. And there's literally a list of informal fallacies that we use to teach people how to not reason poorly. One of the most famous, it's one you may even have heard of, especially if you'd ever took a class, but it's one that gets thrown around enough that it's in the common lingo, is a thing called an ad hominem fallacy. The ad hominem fallacy, against the man or to the man in Latin, is what you do when instead of responding to the specific claim or fact or reasoning that a person is offering, you instead attack that person. Typically for things that are completely unrelated to their expertise. You talk about their, you know, their hair or their name or, you know, whatever. Okay, you attack them personally. And a broader version of the ad hominem attack is when you attack the group that person is a part of. You know, they're Christians, they're whites, they're members of the media. Oh, that's this one? Oh, exactly. And the reason you do that is because you can't say anything about the specific claim they're making. You know, you typically engage in ad hominem attacks as a form of distraction, helping people care about whatever allegations you make. And in this case, they're actually making false allegations. The Atlantic is not a failing magazine. It is actually up in distribution over the last 10 years by about double. It's at a million. It's about 10% up over last year. And it's going to be up after today because they just released a whole bunch of new texts from this thread, and they're charging a subscription in order to get into them. They're making more money than ever. And there's nothing in this story, as far as we know, that's false. The administration has seized on that they called it war plans in the first article, and they're now calling it attack plans. Nobody cares. And if that's what you're hanging your distinction on, meanwhile ignoring the fact that there was this massive breach of operational security, you're completely missing the mark. But that's the point. This White House, I mean, none of this is a surprise. Okay, this White House, the Trump administration's modus operandi, their basic operating plan 101 is to distract, to mislead, to obfuscate, to tell you all kinds of nonsense in the process of avoiding dealing with the actual issue. It's a terrible approach. They could so easily have so much more credibility by saying something like, yes, we screwed up. We own it. It won't happen again. We're looking into how it happened. But yes, we screwed up. I mean, just say that. But he just, like, can't. He gets into all this issue of, well, Mike Waltz is a good person. Okay, good people make mistakes. Good people sometimes do evil things. Good people are not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's a mixture. Some more, some less. But, you know, and the idea of this, you know, particular man being a sleazebag doesn't have anything to do with whether this particular claim is true. And that's all you should ever deal with is the particular claim. We'll come back to this in a second because it got worse after that. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, if you're going westbound on Burgess from Highway 29, I'd expect about a 7 to 10 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And, you know, the claim that it's not classified is also an obfuscation because it clearly was not the kind of thing that you would want the public to know about. And so they clearly violated good operational security, even if it's not classified. And we don't know yet. It probably was, but okay. And then, you know, the idea that they're arguing, both Trump and Walz yesterday, that none of this matters since the attacks worked.
Of course, we're going to keep everything as secure as possible. No one in your national security team would ever put anyone in danger. And as you've said, and we've repeatedly said, the attack was phenomenal and it's ongoing. But the media wants to talk about everything else except for the hostages you're getting out of the Middle East, Iran on its back foot, sea lanes getting reopened, peace in Europe.
Okay. You may be right in, again, another response to this claim about the, you know, the story is, look, the attack worked and it was a big success. And we're being distracted from the great success we're having against the Houthis and reopening lanes of travel in the, you know, that region of the world. Instead, we're talking about this stupid text thread. Okay, fair context, you know, overall truth matters. And in the grand scheme of, was the mission a success and did it make a difference in the world? And was this element of that mission a failure of operational security? It's small potatoes compared to the overall story. Okay, all true. Correct. But that doesn't mean the story itself is false. And that doesn't mean that breaches of operational security are okay. And by the way, why do we believe in keeping secrets and not letting out to the public these kinds of things? Because it can make for a failed operation. Because it can compromise the overall operation or parts of it, or because they would have time to respond, or all kinds of things, right? Loose lips sink ships is the classic expression of this. You don't put this kind of information in the hands of a journalist, right? And it could have been a catastrophe. The fact that it was not a catastrophe doesn't mean that violating operational security is okay or a norm. And you should make that distinction instead talking about how, what's the big deal? The attack worked. Oh, my God. Like, I literally can't believe Mike Waltz is saying some of this stuff. It's crazy time. So, yeah, this is a big deal. It's a problem. They've made it worse by denying it. As somebody texted me in and said, the answer here is simple. We made a mistake. We're embarrassed this happened. We must improve our performance, and we are immediately reviewing our processes to ensure this never happens again. Yes. And instead, you know, Trump is like, deny, mislead, distort.
Do you think that Mike Waltz made a mistake and does he need to apologize?
No, I don't think he should apologize. I think he's doing his best. It's equipment and technology that's not perfect. And probably he won't be using it again, at least not in the very near future. What do you think?
The fact that he's a good man is completely irrelevant. He's doing his best, as of course. But even people doing their best make mistakes. And you get more credibility by acknowledging that than by denying it. Although, to be fair, either Andrew McKay or Donald Trump has a better assessment of where the average American is at and in the ability to control the narrative. And he got elected by doing this. Right? So maybe he's just right. You know, you get the leaders you deserve. And listen, I voted for Trump and I would vote for him again. But this is the kind of stuff that drives me crazy and just makes me pull my hair out thinking, everything you're saying in this press event is wrong. Everything you're saying is either a logical fallacy or false or misleading or missing the point or failing to acknowledge the obvious things. And so when he says things like...
A lot of times you find out defects by exactly things like that, but I don't think it's something we're looking forward to using again. We may be forced to use it. You may be in a situation where you need speed as opposed to gross safety, and you may be forced to use it.
I don't know. We might do something like this again when you... just... Stop it. Now, the good news of a sort is that Mike Waltz actually took responsibility, but then immediately switched over to attacking Jeff Goldberg again when he was talking to Laura Ingraham last night.
A staffer wasn't responsible. And look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated. You've got somebody else.
By the way, just stop there and say no more else, period. Just stop at that. But later on.
You've got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else.
Stop. Just, Well, Andrew, the left did this first. Okay. Were they right or wrong when they did it? Even granting, which I don't, that they did it first. Were they right or wrong when they did it? Were they right or wrong when they lied about Trump? Were they right or wrong when they mischaracterized him, when they perpetuated, exaggerated? Were they right or were they wrong? Well, they were wrong. Then you can't say we're just doing what they did and that makes it okay. You either believe in the higher standard or you don't. And the key to whether you believe in the higher standard is whether you're willing to accept the criticism and the pain that comes from that higher standard saying you did it wrong in this case. That's it. And that's where credibility comes from. 437-1620. I know you got a bunch of texts here. We'll get to those here in just a moment. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at pensacolasanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
Oh, no surprise. Loads of texts in on the operational security failure by the senior leadership in the national security team. We'll get to your text in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. I-10 is actually flowing smoothly again. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any accidents to report to you or major delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Text 437-1620. Did this journalist alert the group that he was mistakenly on the chat that he asked to be removed before further conversation occurred? After he realized it was real, at first he thought it was a fake or a gimmick or somebody trying to, you know, get information from him, and he did leave the chat. Yes, eventually, particularly because of that. Let's see. Somebody says, I was embarrassed with Waltz. This is a military person. I was embarrassed with Waltz's answer. He was a military officer. We military officers own our shortcomings and then take actions to improve. That's plain old leadership. Let's see. Somebody says, I don't think I'm going to, that one's not, I don't understand that one. Somebody says, I will not be listening to your show anymore, Andrew. Your liberal background is coming to the surface. Those people involved in this text thread came out yesterday and apologized, so they didn't cover up bleep, so goodbye. Okay, well, you know, I understand. Make your choices, but, you know, you have to every day decide whether you think the analysis I'm giving is reasonable or unreasonable. Thanks for listening when you were. I hope you come back. It would make sense that apology would not be warranted if it had been done intentionally in some strategic way. No, you can still apologize for oversights, failures. Leadership takes responsibility, maybe even that it doesn't deserve. Let's see. Somebody else says, where was it? I'm playing a lefty game here of nitpicking the conversations. Waltz took full responsibility, said plain as day that it will not happen again or he'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, but the second part of his apology was, and that bad guy, that stupid guy, I took responsible, and then, you know, he attacked him. And if a Democrat took responsibility, in air quotes, this way, we would flay him for it, and rightly. And that's the point. You gotta have the standard, and the standard has to be consistent. I don't love getting on the radio and talking about how a guy I really admire, Mike Waltz, has done some really embarrassing things the last couple of days. It's easier for me to criticize Trump because it's more of a pattern with him. But remember, I voted for him and I would again. And I think on balance, he's an extremely effective president. I don't get why they also do this stuff. They don't have to. 828 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are a contractor, you work in the construction field, you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They are a commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here in Pensacola. You can go get whatever you need, or you can call them and they'll have it shipped to your job site. Or if it's the kind of thing that's a special order because you're working on a project and the engineers or the architects say, do this, and it's a specified product, they can do that for you. They do that for people all the time. You ever feel like when you go to your place, whatever your place is, okay, I don't want to knock anybody by name, but you go to your place and you feel like they don't understand what you're talking about or you need a translator, you will not have that problem at Pensacola Hardware. They will understand. They speak your language. They know they've been doing this for 170-plus years, and they understand, and they will help you get it done. In fact, one of their things is we want to make sure that we understand it so well that we can help you do it better than you do without us. Like, that's their goal. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The World Figure Skating Championships are starting today in Boston. This event comes 2 months after the mid-air crash in Washington, D.C., which claimed the lives of 6 members of the host club. Organizers plan to pay tribute to them at that event. People are being told to evacuate ahead of wildfires in the Carolinas and North Carolina. Fires west of Charlotte, known as the Black Cove Complex Fire, have burned about 6,000 acres. In South Carolina, the Table Rock Complex Fire has now burned 1,300 acres. And Andrew, 2 congressional sneaker lovers are hoping they can restore the soul of Congress. Democrat Jared Moskowitz and Texas Republican Wesley Hunt are co-chairing the Sneaker Caucus. The goal is to unite lawmakers with a shared love of sneakers to find common ground and foster bipartisan cooperation through community events. Their first event is a shoe drive next month.
I do kind of love it. I mean, it's clever. It's different. It's something. And a couple of people texting, and I appreciate the support, saying, I agree with you, Andrew. Thanks for upholding logic and for saying what's actually happening. So I appreciate those texts, too.
I'm Therese Crowley. The Atlantic releases more texts from the defense group chat as National Security Advisor Mike Waltz takes responsibility for a journalist being added to the encrypted signal chat on U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebels.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
He tells Fox the Ingram angle. He doesn't understand how the journalist's info replaced the contact info of the military official who is supposed to be on the signal group chat. The White House says the Atlantic concedes these were not war plans. The incident took over the annual Senate hearing on worldwide threats, which concerns Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
They're going to seize on this again, and they're not going to talk about the real things that we're facing, like China. They're going to talk about climate change.
President Trump orders the FBI to open the files on its Russia collusion investigation of candidate Trump, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. 64 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. A Milton woman was hurt after being hit by a motorcycle last night on State Road 10. FHP says she was standing on the in the westbound lane of the road around Persimmon Hollow Road. A vehicle in front of the motorcycle swerved to avoid the woman, but the motorcyclist, a 64-year-old man, ended up hitting her. The woman suffered serious injuries in the crash. There's no word whether the rider was hurt. Impact 100 held their annual membership reveal event last night at the Brownsville Community Center. Impact 100 President Martha Holden made the announcement.
So our 2025 membership number is 1,242.
And that means the organization does remain the largest Impact 100 group in the nation. They'll be giving out more than $1 million in grants again this year. Holden says they'll give out 12 grants at just over $103,000 each. Impact 100 is comprised of philanthropic women across our community. Each member donates $1,000 to go back into the grants that they fund. Well, hurricane season is fast approaching. Officials in Northwest Florida say homeowners need to get ready. The Florida Division of Emergency Management has launched a new program called Elevate Florida. Its goal is to help residents protect their homes and reduce their insurance rates.
So hurricanes are very serious business. And if your home is not elevated above the hurricane tidal surge level, if that wall of water hits it, there's nothing that's going to save it.
Real estate broker Martin Donovan, Elevate Florida is a grant program. It covers a portion of certain home upgrades. Homeowners have to be able to cover a quarter of the project cost and be a U.S. citizen to apply. The deadline for applications is April 11th. A Pensacola man's been sentenced to 12 years in prison for kidnapping a taxi driver in Mobile in 2019. 28-year-old Tony Scott Jr. pleaded guilty on a kidnapping charge in December. Prosecutors say Scott pulled a gun on a taxi driver and forced her to drive him all the way to Georgia. That's where the driver escaped. Police tracked him down with a canine and say he had a gun when he was taken into custody. Scott's case was delayed several times due to questions about his mental condition. He had a previous robbery conviction in Escambia County. The children of the Seminole Tribe of Florida will benefit from what may be the biggest judgment in Broward County history. A judge awarding the recipients of a children's trust over $800 million yesterday. The plaintiff sued Wells Fargo for mismanaging a trust established 20 years ago at a different bank that Wells Fargo took over. Tribe officials say the bank was too conservative in their investments. That cost the plaintiffs millions of dollars. An attorney representing the plaintiffs tells the South Florida Sun Sentinel that he's expecting the bank to appeal that decision. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push to talk. Walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com for 60% off and free UPS shipping. No accidents to let you know about right now. Things are flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. That's all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John.
Your Wednesday morning starts out with some patchy fog and temperatures in the lower 60s. As we go into the later part of the morning, that fog will start to fizzle out and temperatures will be warming up really nicely. Much warmer today versus where we were just yesterday. Looking at highs in the lower 80s as we go into the afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, temperatures will be back in the lower 60s with partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And it is 64 degrees right now in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Your money now. Well, we got a mixed open on Wall Street today. The Dow's up 144 points at 42,732.14. S&P 500 down a fraction of a point today at 57,77.01. NASDAQ is down 43.41 at 18 to 28.45. 10-year bond rate is up Just a bit at 4.348%. Gold prices are up 430 at 3030.20, and silver prices up 12 cents at 34.31. Taking a look at the crypto market, pretty much down across the board. Bitcoin is down over 450 at 87,642. Ethereum's down 21.42. Solana's down 153. XRP down a couple pennies. But Dogecoin is actually up a cent at 20 cents today. It's 8:37 here at News Radio 92.3. Looking at our financial headlines, new executive order from President Trump would stop the federal government from using paper checks.
The order signed Tuesday would block the Treasury Department from issuing checks for benefits, tax refunds, vendor payments, and intragovernmental payments effective September 30th. At that time, the federal government would be required to switch to electronic transfer methods like direct deposit and prepaid card accounts. The order states, quote, the continued use of paper-based payments by the federal government imposes unnecessary costs, delays, risks of fraud, lost payments, theft, and inefficiencies. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. Consumer confidence levels fell for the fourth straight month in March. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slid more than 7 points, largely due to inflation worries and uncertainty over tariffs. The NBA continuing to grow. ESPN reported yesterday that the league plans to increase their salary cap by 10% for the next season. That's the maximum amount allowed. The new cap is expected to exceed $154 million, with the luxury tax topping out at near $188 million. Potential free agents this season include the Lakers' LeBron James, Mavericks' Kyrie Irving, and Clippers' James Harden. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are 3 ways you can vote. 1, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. 2, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. 3, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
You know, a lot of times when I talk about Frontier Motors, or when Dave Ramsey talks about Frontier Motors, we talk about them being a great place to go buy a used car, a good quality used car. And that's true. But maybe, I don't know, think about them in a slightly different light. Because if you're like me, and, you know, maybe you are, maybe you're not, but part of the way we think about a place that sells cars is like kind of an adversarial thing. Like, they've got something and I want to go get something from them, and I'm kind of, I don't know, working against them somehow in this negotiation, all this. How about instead you think of Frontier as a place to give you advice, like a place you can go to get guidance, like car buying guidance. Like, you can literally just ask them, hey, here's kind of the budget that I'm thinking about. Here's the kind of things I want to use my car for. What do you recommend? What do people seem to like and keep buying? What do people seem to be reluctant to, or maybe don't like after they buy? You know, what sells easily? What holds its value? I mean, literally think of them as the experts and ask them, what do you recommend? Let them be an advice giver or a guidance giver instead of being, you know, an opponent. Let them be an ally, because they can do that for you. Maybe just a little different way to think about them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So a headline actually gave me the idea for today's question, a frivolous topic, which means that it is somewhat related to news. And, I kind of am apologizing for that because we try to do things that, like, don't matter for anything here on this segment. The headline was from the AP. Do you eat a meal in 20 minutes or less? It might be time to slow down. So question for the day, 437-1620, 437-1620. How long does it take you to eat a meal? How long does it take you? And now I know if it's got appetizers and if it's got wine and you got, you know, dessert. I mean, that's one thing. And if it's like three corn dogs, I mean, you know, it's a different thing. You eat three corn dogs, Andrew, at a sitting? Shut up. Yes. Why so mean? Anyway, okay, so 437-1620, generally, you know, give me an average. Give me something to, you know, you're going to eat. It's going to take how long, John?
Less than 20 minutes. I'd say 15.
Okay. So you're the bad people. You're the ones they're trying to correct. You're,
I know.
You know, unhealthy. You know, they say this is, you know, bad digestion. They say the slower you eat, you know, the better it is for your health. You know, you tend to gain weight when you eat fast for all kinds of reasons. You know, they're saying you ought to do it differently. Anyway, just telling you what the article says.
Ain't nobody got no time for that.
All right, sweet thing. Sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet Brown. What is that, her name? What is it? Sweet,
you just call him Sweet Thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Meg, what for you when you eat?
I'm a slow eater, so it just depends on which episode on Netflix I'm watching because I enjoy the food, the movie, whatever's going on. You know, so I'm a slow eater, but I was taught that really early. I can remember my mother saying to me, are you off to the races? Is there some reason why you're woofing down your food? So I just got into that habit of eating slow.
So what is slow to you, though? I mean, like a half eating, hour, 45 chewing, minutes, an hour?
My mother
like,
used
what's
to
the duration?
Say, my mother would say, chew between every bite instead of forking it all in.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, good 30 minutes maybe?
Well, it's not much different.
I mean
it's fast. It's still pretty fast compared to
still,
say an hour.
But I will sit down and eat. Like, I don't eat on the run.
And you say you're, what was your, the way you introduced it, you don't eat very fast. And I just wondered, is it like, are you just not very good at it? Is that?
Oh, no. Oh, now he's
kidding.
Going there.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm a slow eater.
Yeah.
I'm a slow eater. I walk fast and I eat slow. I talk fast, walk fast, and I eat slow. It sounds like a byline. Anyway, for me, when I'm eating, I like to enjoy food.
Me too.
I actually get irritated at myself when I realize that I have been eating out of habit and not paying attention to the food and the taste and the texture and really enjoying it. But yeah, I mean, I love food, and so I love to enjoy the food. Now, I'm also a TV watcher. I'm rarely just eating unless it's with people.
Right.
But like, you know, we watch all kinds of things on TV and we watch and eat, you know, and I probably take an hour to eat, 45 minutes to an hour to eat generally. I mean, I can eat faster, but I don't like to eat faster because I like to enjoy it and because there's no rush.
Well, every once in a while, I'll catch myself. I'll be eating really
fast.
And, I'm
like forcing it in your mouth.
What is happening? You're sitting here and you think, is it someone going to steal your food, Meg? I mean, why are you eating so? And I'll catch myself doing that. So I like to try to slow down, enjoy every bite, like you said, savor the food. Also be grateful for every mouthful because we're lucky. I mean, we are so lucky.
There's also, there's also the couple of things. One is it takes time for your body to realize you're full.
That's true, too.
And so you're hungry and you start eating and your body is actually full long before you realize it. And so you tend to overeat.
That's true.
And how many times you ever said, oh, I shouldn't have eaten so much? Hands up. Like all the time.
Oh, but, I just didn't want you to be alone.
Yeah, okay. Thank okay. you. Yeah, you've never done that, right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 90's even flowing good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see. I have 3 kids, 5 and under. I get 30 seconds to eat my meal before they start fighting and screaming. No fair.
Yeah.
No fair. I
there's those
that.
Days, yes.
And sometimes, you know, when your kids get a little bit older, you have to eat fast out of self-defense, right? Because, you know, especially if it's communal eating, you know, you got to eat
teenagers
it before
teenagers on the run as they're going out the door with the food in their mouth.
Yeah. Who took the last of the taco meat?
Yep.
Fast up. Come on. You know, so somebody says I'm a slow eater at least 30 minutes. Somebody says I eat faster than Joey Chestnut.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh,
you can't
no.
even enjoy it. That's actually what I always think about competitive eaters is it's so sad.
It's so gross.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's entertainingly gross. But I always think, like, you've taken one of the great joys in life and turned it into hard, unpleasant work. I mean, you've... Yeah, you know, it's like trying to force a kid to take art appreciation class. 437-1620, somebody says, how is he not fat? I don't know who they're talking about, but we'll take it, all of us. If you're a first responder, you get it down quickly before a call. Otherwise, fine dining dinner of an hour and a half is nice.
Yes.
But, you know, you often don't get that situation. Hey, Andrew, signal stuff. You know, I'll get to that. I think we're having a little bit of issue on 92.3 this morning, so I'm sorry about that. I eat fast. I'm fat. My husband eats very slow. He's fat.
It may not be
but
the
you're
speed.
Happy together. Yeah. You know, you're happy together. Yeah, no, that's true. You can fast or slow eat poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, this is, you know how you can know a thing and not live according to the thing you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Like
when you know better,
life.
But you still do it yeah. anyway?
Here's what I know. As somebody who has lost weight, regained it, and is now like halfway in the process of losing it again, okay? I know that if I take 5 or 6 bites and then wait, I will not be hungry. I did not eat anywhere near a full serving. Mm-hmm. But my body's like, cool. Now, I don't put that into practice.
Because your mind
because
says.
Because I like to enjoy the food so much. But I know rationally that if I could somehow bring it on down mm-hmm. to just eat that one taco and then wait 15 or 20 minutes and see, and then go by what your body really tells you, I would eat less. I've never been able to implement this, but I know it to be true.
There's just that little voice in your head that says, more is better.
The basic problem is, and, you know, go ahead and cry for me, Argentina. I'm a good cook.
Oh.
So, I make things that taste good, and then I want to taste them. And that's not the ideal, really, for this. 437-1620, that's exactly why you're only supposed to eat until you're about 90% full, or even, I would say, half, really, is kind of the goal if you can do it. Somebody here says, I eat monotonous high-protein vegetables or fruit, super healthy, so I eat my fuel very fast because there's no enjoyment there. On special rare occasions, I eat, and I eat cheat food slowly. Speaking of, okay, this is almost entirely off topic, but I don't even need permission, but can I be a weirdo for just a second about a food thing that you guys will either think I'm crazy about or love?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready? I have shared this with so many people. I don't think I've ever shared it on the air. I'm not sure. If you ever want to really enjoy food, I mean, like you're really eating something you want to genuinely enjoy,
mm-hmm.
close your eyes. Have you ever eaten food with your eyes closed? That's a no. That's a no. You're looking at me like
no,
I'm crazy.
No, I'm just not often. Let me put it that
okay.
way.
Okay. So somebody brought in some donuts.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and take a bite with your eyes closed and chew.
Well, I need another one then. I was already done eating, brother.
Too late.
I was already done eating. I'm like,
cough.
You got me. When you close your eyes, you're entirely, you're not distracted by your eyes. Your eyes take up a massive amount of your computing process, right? So you're forced to put all of the effort brain-wise into thinking about taste, position, texture, all of that, how it feels in your mm-hmm. mouth, move it around. Different parts of your mouth taste things differently, different taste buds and different. I'm just telling you that, like, whenever I go out for sushi or go out for a nice steak or something like that, I will always have my eyes closed, at least for the first few bites. It's completely different.
Hmm.
That explains a lot yesterday. I get it now. It's at our company meeting. I get it.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I had nothing to look at but you, and I was just like,
you make
that
sound like that's
doing
a problem.
No, I was just wondering, but now I understand more.
8:51 on News Radio 90. And by the way, that's a compliment. If I'm ever eating somewhere and I have my eyes closed, that's my way of saying, this food's really good. I want to really get the enjoyment out of it. All right, 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, hungry. You think about a realtor. You think about somebody that you go to when you decided to buy a house or sell a house or both, right? Well, okay, when it comes to Christina Leavenworth, think about her that way. That's fine. Okay, but also think about her as somebody that you just ask questions of, like before you make a decision, like as somebody that you might seek input from in order to make the decision better. You know, instead of making a decision and then finding the expert to implement the decision you've already made without their help, call the expert and ask her to help you make a good decision and then implement it, whatever the case may be. So you want to know, what would it cost me to buy a beach home? What is the best month of the year to list my house? Are my houses, my kinds of houses, selling or not selling real well? I'm thinking about acquiring a rental, short-term, long-term, or not at all. What do you think? Call her and ask her. She loves talking to people about real estate. 175 homes sold in 2023, 165 homes sold last year, over 200 a year when times were pretty easy several years ago, when people were selling a lot of homes very simply. She and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty just sell a lot of houses. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, find out about WSRE's 34th Annual Wine and Food Classic coming up this weekend. This marquee walkabout tasting will feature local chefs and the Crescent City sounds of the Corey Leonard Zydeco Band. Sip and sample Creole-inspired cuisine and vote for your favorite dish. Hear more about this event and other happenings from WSRE-TV today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state, but we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
And that song is all about finishing the race. I don't think that's what that song is about. Let's go all the way, though. That's about finishing the race, right?
Let's go all the way.
Yeah, obviously. 8:56 on News
Radio. I was thinking about food. You still got me thinking about food, bro.
Yeah, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light is about baseball. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John.
Brought to you by Generator Source. Powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. I'm not seeing any accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Meg, are you okay? You look like I gave you an aneurysm just there.
I don't think
I have that power, but, you know.
I just can't keep up. I try. I really do.
Sorry.
But I really need that second cup of coffee before I walk in here to keep up with you boys.
Look,
I just, you know.
What I used to always tell my students when I was teaching is I said, I am a speedboat.
Yes, you
get
are.
On the skis. Let's go. If you fall by the wayside, we'll come back for you later. We're not doing.
Why do you think I'm here at 4 a.m. to get prepared for the 5 a.m.? Y'all wonder.
Just, you know, having fun. Because they say you listen 3 to 4 times as fast as most people can talk. Well, I'm just trying to make up the gap.
Okay, but a speedboat I think of as something that just putters a lot.
We need to take you to different races. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Robert Bender was on last week with, I forget who he was on with last week, but he said something that I thought was kind of entertaining.
So I just signed a whole stack of kids that are turning 18 before April 1st. I signed their congratulations, you're 18. I put happy early birthday so they know I'm doing it early. But I think the coolest thing about that is that you could go vote before you're 18 because you're eligible for the election. Yeah. And so you have the right to vote by mail or early vote, even if you're not 18 yet, that you will be by election day. And so you're eligible for the election. So I personally, I think that'd be one of those great little icebreaker stories like, hey, I voted when I was still 17.
Okay, nerd alert.
Right.
Brian, why do you have a fake ID? For voting, obviously. I mean, like, that's,
gosh,
you know, but I mean, I think he overemphasizes what 17-year-olds are going to eventually think is cool. But I do think it is an interesting thing that a 17-year-old could vote early or cast their ballot in the mail because they're going to turn 18, let's say, on Sunday or Monday before the election on Tuesday. And in that regard, I thought that was kind of, I'd never thought about it. And if you're the kind of person that later on in life, that's your cool story. I hope you find your person. I mean, you know, and I hope, you know, because everybody has a person and, you know, I hope you find them.
You're listening to